Hey there, awesome people, how are you guys doing? This is your V-Bro from Tech Arena, and so today in this podcast we are going to be discussing about some of the things that are going all around the world, and of course these are tech related news and things that are taking place all around the world. So if this is the first time you are listening to our podcast, please do consider following us in Tech Arena, in Spotify, as well as on Google Podcasts. Also, do subscribe to our newsletter in our website, which is arenaoftech.com. Along with that, also subscribe to our official YouTube channel, which is Tech Week. All right, so the first news or the first topic that we have is about the Surge S1. It's the first gen chipset by Xiaomi. Like recently, like Xiaomi phone, mobile phone took it to Weibo to announce the latest Surge S1 chip. Like the teaser referred to a small self-developed chipset, and this actually lowers expectations since it mentioned small. What this could mean is a secondary chip, like sitting right next to a prime Snapdragon or a MediaTek chip. Like, I think Xiaomi is following the steps of what like Apple did. For example, like Apple came up with their M1 chip, which is like indeed really, really efficient and also really, really fast, and is just like totally amazing performance along with battery life as well. So if Xiaomi is following that step, this is really great news for like people like normal consumers like us. Like developing a chip is not an easy job. Like it doesn't matter if it is Xiaomi or Samsung or Apple. Like it requires time, like research and developments, uncountable errors and fixes. Like as the announcement mentions a small chip, this could also be something like that of a Google Pixel, where the small chip is placed right beside the prime processor, and this secondary chip is like used by the Google Pixel for like processing all the images and stuff like that, which is like for image processing and machine learning and stuff like that, which is great. But not to forget, the previous Surge S1 chip released in 2017 was a complete processor. The custom silicon was used in a budget Xiaomi device. The post also mentions that the upcoming chip is going to be revealed in the 29th of March, which is just a few days back. Talking about to the next news or the next headline that we have is about the Poco X3 Pro 5G, which comes with the Snapdragon 860. So the Poco X3 is finally confirmed to launch in India, and the device was recently launched in Europe, and the device will be available for under $285, or in Indian rupees it will be around 21,000 Indian rupees, which is pretty promising considering the price, considering the performance and like overall things that you're getting. The phone also has a Poco brand, all right, on its back, and that's different from the traditional logo at the background, like in the backside of the phone. The device also features a 6.67 inch LCD display with HDR10 support, along with 120 hertz refresh rate. The device also houses a Snapdragon 860 SoC, which is paired with 8 GB of RAM, 256 GB of UFS 3.1 storage. And the device also supports 5G, of course, and is powered by a massive 5,160 mAh battery, which also supports 33-watt fast charging. On the camera department, it has a quad camera setup on the back, featuring a 48-megapixel primary sensor and an 8-megapixel ultra-wide lens, a 2-megapixel depth sensor, and a 2-megapixel macro sensor. And talking about the macro sensor, I'm not pretty much impressed. And on the front, it has a 20-megapixel selfie camera. And also, this device will run with Android 11 out of the box. Over it will be the MIUI. It depends upon you, like whether you like MIUI or not. But personally speaking, I prefer going with stock Android. All right, so the next news or the major news is about Samsung. You know what? Let's take a look at what Samsung has to offer. Like Samsung Galaxy S20 FE 5G to be launched in India, like, which is a pretty great market for like smartphone companies, because India is a really growing country, like in terms of devices and gadgets. Like, so you have probably heard about Samsung's Galaxy S20 FE device, which also happens to be one of the best devices from Samsung. Like, after the Samsung Galaxy S20 FE 4G, here is a 5G variant of the same device, but with the Snapdragon processor. The previous device literally had no issues, like, other than plastic build, but it can be compromised with a strong case if you want. But, like, yeah, people don't really prefer using cases. Like, some people, they prefer using skins. For me, I am a case person, but yeah, I don't usually like rock my phone with any normal case. I prefer using leather case because the leather, it just feels pretty good. Like, when you buy it, it just feels pretty good. But in course of time, because of the patina effect, or because of the, you know, whenever you're using the leather more and more, it gets softened and just feels pretty nice and feels pretty premium in your hand. It may vary. Like, there are some people who have like a flimsy hand. They are really much prone to like dropping their phone, and because of these reasons, they might be using some armored cases. So it's your call. But this phone, that is the Galaxy S20 FE 5G, it is coming to India, which houses with a Snapdragon 865 5G SoC. This will surely turn the tables, as there are many among us who really don't prefer Exynos devices, like Exynos chip. Like, people say, right, the Exynos is not as fast as compared to Snapdragon, and also Exynos gets more heated up, which is true. Like, there are like many videos proving that. But yeah, so according to reports, the device will also will be launched under rupees 50,000 Indian rupees, which is equivalent to around $690. Like, not comparing it with other phones, the device would actually be Samsung's most affordable 5G premium yet low cost device. But for the country India, we don't have, like, Tech Arena is from India, so we don't have 5G right now in India. Like, many of the like places, like states, don't even have good 4G connection. Like, even though there is 4G connection, but the internet speed is like around like 2G, maybe 50 kilobits per second, stuff like that. So I don't know yet, like, when is 5G going to come in India, and when the users will be able to enjoy that fast, super fast internet connection. But let's cross our fingers till then. Well, keeping aside the Snapdragon 865, like, there's no difference between the previous and the coming device. Well, a Snapdragon powered Samsung would be a little more superior than the Exynos one. Like I said, you know, like, the Exynos ones tends to get more heated up and stuff like that. People have been testing it, and the results are kind of impressive. And this could actually increase the sales of this device, as now it has a future ready tag, which is the 5G thing. I think for countries like India, the 5G is just a marketing thing. Because, you know, like, I got a few friends who are like asking me that they want to get a new phone, but they're like asking me, they're not pretty much good in tech world. So they were asking me which device to take. I was like, okay, take any phone right now. Nowadays, like, all the phones are pretty good, but they're like, hey, no, I need a phone that supports 5G. And I did say the same thing. Like, India doesn't even have 5G yet, but I don't know when it's going to come. But when it will be there, 5G, even then it won't be good. Like, all the major towns or cities in the country will be getting 5G, but not all. But this is for another topic, like, for another podcast. And yeah, so if you really enjoyed this podcast, please share it with your friends. And also, don't forget to follow us on Spotify at Tech Arena. Also, we are there in Google Podcast as well. Do subscribe to our newsletter in www.arenaoftech.com. And also, do subscribe to our YouTube page, which is Tech Week, where every week there is awesome tech-related videos for for high-end as well as low-end PCs and users out there. That's pretty much it. Thank you for listening. This is Vibro signing out from Tech Arena. Thank you for your time. Have a great day.